Next disease is a CRASL. It's cerebral autosomal recessive arteriopathy with subcortical infarcts and leukoencephalopathy. As you can remember, the CADASIL is autosomal dominant, and CRASL it's autosomal recessive. It's also small vessel vasculopathy caused by mutation of HTRA1 gene or chromosome 10. It's a high temperature requirement serine peptidase 1, which regulates amount of mature tissue growth factor beta 1. In presentation, there are stroke onset in third decade, approximately a little earlier than in CADASIL, with dementia, early onset dementia, in third to fifth decade, and few systemic manifestations like premature alopecia and cervical or lumbar spondylosis. There is also no specific treatment for CRASL except the antiplatelet therapy for secondary stroke prevention and dementia treatment.